Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
Alternative 95X, it's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon, and the man is here, Joe Stanley.
Joe Stanley's here.
This segment is being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe for any legal advice that you need. Or you can take full advantage of what we do here every Tuesday on 95X in the morning mess, which people are because we got text messages coming in. If you have a question for Joe, now is the time to ask. 315-629-9570. Direct line to speak with Joe Stanley, 315-421-9595. And Joe, thanks for coming back in this morning.
Sure, we can tell stories too. Those are, you know, we can sit there and tell stories like we do off air.
It's fun. Sometimes I think that the off air stuff should be on the air.
Well, it would be interesting.
I was talking to a buddy of mine at the fair last night, and he said that. He said that he was talking to Hollywood, and Hollywood was telling him that the stuff that we do off the air should be our show, you know? We probably wouldn't have an FCC license.
I was just going to say they'd be coming in here and hauling us all away.
But. Joe, have you made it to the fair yet to win your big stuffed
animal?
No,
I have not. No, I'm planning on, if I'm going to go, it's going to probably, actually, I'd like to go on Labor Day because it's usually slower, but they have all the specials. So
yeah, Dollar Day?
Yeah, I have to work around the crowds. I was trying to drive on Saturday, or not Saturday, Sunday. That was, oh.
I was in 3 hours.
I was trying to go home.
Traffic
I was
hell.
Trying to go home, and I had to back up and drive around, get off. I almost had to do one of those
illegal U-turns.
Yeah, one of those. Yes, one of those improper turns.
I do those all the time.
Here's the thing: is I keep it in the back of my mind that when the fair's going on, I'll go the long way around because I'm not going anywhere near the fair unless I'm going to the fair, which we have to do every day. But like on the weekends and stuff, I don't want any part of the fair. So I'll go around the fair. Like I don't go anywhere near 690. I don't go by because, and I happen to be driving down 690 going towards Baldwinsville. And the traffic was backed up from the state fair exit all the way to the thruway. And you can see them getting off the thruway backed up. After they paid the toll, that's how far it was backed up on Sunday. Yeah. It was insane.
Yeah, it was backed up as far as I made a mistake. I tried to get on downtown. It was backed up to at least to Teal Ave or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this is not going to work.
All right, let's get to the legal questions. Joe Stanley is here. We love having him in on Tuesdays. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, how can I reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333. And it's stanleylawoffices.com.
All right, first text of the day off the text line at 315-629-9570.
Question for Joe. I'm divorced and my ex-wife is asking to see my taxes. I'm a private-owned company with a DBA and no employees. Heard that I just need to show the one line, the adjustable gross income. Just trying to verify. I don't want to cause any issues, but that's all she says she needs to see. I'll do it, but her name's not on the business.
I mean, if your divorce is over with,
then there's no reason she needs to see any of it.
I don't know why you would ever want to show your income tax to anyone unless you want to. So I don't understand. If it's part of a divorce proceeding, you have to disclose all your assets. That's a different...
I mean, unless it's like for like the kids and like school aid or something.
That should already all be set.
Yeah, I don't know. But you can still fill out your own portion for that anyways. But that still doesn't mean you have to disclose your entire tax returns. I don't know the answer to that because you don't have to. Unless there's some legal reason that you are compelled to show her your tax return. Now, there may be an issue about they're filing jointly or they're filing separately and they need to know something. Maybe that's it. But without more information, it's hard to say.
So that's the situation. If you want to, you know, email Joe. I know you know a lot of other people that handle
sure.
the family side of things as well. So you can always email Joe.
Yep. That
and,
is a good idea.
You know, and then he can help you a little bit more. All right, text line 315-629-9570. The segment being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe Stanley is here for Legal Tuesday.
I'm a defendant in a lawsuit. Turns out their attorney is in a law office with the attorney that has previously represented me. Is that a conflict of interest? I don't want to say much, but the subject matters are relevant. Thanks.
The question is if he's in the same space, but they're not partners or sharing the same business or the same information, then shouldn't be a conflict. Okay. I mean, there isn't an opportunity there. So if it's the same firm and the same lawyer, there's a potential, and I still need a little bit more information. It's probably not a conflict, but without more information, it's hard to say specifically, but I don't think so.
Joe Stanley is here. If you have a question for Joe, give us a call, 315-421-9595, or hit us up on the text line, 315-629-9570. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And at the Stanley Law Office, Joe, how can I do that?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. And if you send me an email, tag them. I actually had somebody who had a call because I missed one of my 300 emails. But it's because if it's not tagged as a question or something, I get a lot of...
300 emails.
I get a lot of crap. Jeez. I got a lot of garbage. and our phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
I was wondering what the statute of limitations are on stealing a bubble machine.
Stop
so I know
it.
When I can give it back to Marty. LOL, thank you for that. Go ahead and keep on hating on my bubble machine, people, because in case you missed it yesterday, somebody bought me a brand new bubble machine. Morning Messer, Sean Murphy, he bought me a brand new bubble machine, so keep on hating. You heard that whole story, right? How someone stole my bubble machine?
No.
I'll tell you about it off the air.
Dear Joe. Lord, I don't know how you missed that.
Someone stole my bubble machine.
Oh, God, here we go.
At a gig that I did. Can you believe that?
Actually, you did tell me.
Yeah.
Well, people will steal anything.
Bubble machine?
Well, they'll steal.
Oh, so I'm walking around the fair. There's bubble machines everywhere at the fair. I was walking down where the big Tully stand is, where the fairgrounds used to be, the grandstands used to be. And someone's got a big bubble machine going. I stopped and looked at it and just shook my head and kept walking. I knew people saw that. They'd be thinking
everywhere.
Of me. Get your question into Joe, 315-629-9570. That's the text line.
Okay. This is a text from Chrissy. My son's father up and moved to Texas and stopped paying child support over a year ago. Child support from New York hasn't been able to find him. However, I know his social security number. Wonder why they can't use that to track him. Also, I found him on Facebook and I know where he works and the town that he lives in. So how do I get my back support and current support reinstated?
Well, first of all, you should give that to New York State Child Support. And I presume this is one of those deals you're going through New York State Child Support because you're probably receiving some kind of assistance. there's a uniform, if you didn't and you weren't going through New York State Child Support, there's a uniform collection process. So you would hire a lawyer in Texas to enforce the New York Child Support obligation because all the states recognize orders for child support in other states. So that would be entered to get the lawyer and he would collect the money. And if you know where he is, they would do that. So it depends on if the state's doing it and they give them the information, that's for free. If you have to hire a lawyer down there, that costs you a little bit of money. But the lawyer probably might be more efficient than the New York State system. But I'd start with them first. And then if that doesn't work, because if you found them, they hopefully will, when you give them that information, then they don't have to worry about finding them.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got a question for Joe. You're live on with Joe Stanley. What's your question this morning?
Hi. I sold an old Subaru to somebody off Craigslist. They came to the house. Now, it was just, I put it on Craigslist as a parts car. Couldn't get it inspected. And then a few months went by. And we got a letter in the mail saying that we're getting brought into small claims court. And somebody had turned around and sold that car to somebody. And we have no idea who this person is or what the whole thing is. It was sold. The guy came to the house, looked at the car, wanted it, said he could fix it, took the money. We took the money from him. The car went along. And then we're figuring he turned around and sold it to somebody and used her name, used my name as the seller. But we have to go to court about it. And we're just wondering, we have the original Craigslist listing and everything else saying that, what was wrong with the car. We brought it to the dealership. And they told us what was wrong with the car, and then we just decided to sell it. And like I said, he turned around and did something in her name, selling the car to somebody else.
All right. Well, the first question is, there's title. When you transfer a car, it's titled and it says what it says. It says who the seller is, you, because your name's on the title, or your wife. And then you fill it in and you put the name of the buyer, and that's who bought it. And there, you should always have documentation that it's as is. This is a parts car. And have this person who's buying it sign it, because also that person needs a receipt. If he is going to then go ahead and register the vehicle, he needs to have a receipt for how much he paid for and what it was if he ever went and did this. Now, I don't know, even if he transferred it to somebody else, he would have had to go get another title if you did this right, because he can't transfer your title. Once you sign it over to one person, that title can't be used. He can't cross out his name and put somebody else's name down there. So I don't know how it got to another person, because he would he would have had to go down and go to DMV and say, I bought this car, and go through the whole process and get a new title before he could sell it to somebody.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is, but the person who's suing you doesn't have any claim. That doesn't mean they can't do it. You've got to appear. You've got to go to a small claims court. Hopefully, hopefully you have all this documentation. I mean,
yes, we do.
And then you tell whoever where is the small claims court?
It's in Oswego County.
I mean, is it in a village? Is it the city, or where is it?
It's Oswego town of Fulton.
Okay, so you're going to probably get the justice of the peace in that town who's going to hear the case, and you just tell them. You tell them your whole story, and there's, in my opinion, there's no legal responsibility at all as long as you have all the documentation. And in fact, I don't know why they're suing you.
We never met this person or anything. I mean, we don't know. We're surprised, because we should have got a bill of sale and everything else. I understand that, but I don't understand how he must have forged her signature or something.
Did you give him a blank title?
It was a clean title. Yeah, there was
when I say blank title, when you did you fill out his name and sign it to him as the person you're transferring? There's where
I don't think she did.
Oh, well, there. I can tell you what he did. He took the title and just used your name, and he sold it to somebody else. So never do that. And the listeners, you cannot do that, because there are people out there. No, you can never do that. But that's what happened. And now you're gonna you're gonna have to prove that.
Which we can. We have all the original ads stating that it's just
That's how you got into this situation, though. This guy took that title and just sold it to somebody. He just defrauded somebody else. That's what he did.
Hey, good luck with this. Please keep informed. We got to go take a quick break here. Can you keep us informed after all this and let us know how you made out?
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Take care, brother. All right, we got to take a quick break. Joe Stanley is here. Again, these are one of those...
might want to sue the person who he actually sold it to if something ever comes out of it, because he really has a claim over against, we call a claim over. He could sue the person who actually committed this fraud. He could, if he ever could find him. Don't know if he wants to go through that. As long as the case would get dismissed, he probably is not worth the bother.
Legal Tuesday on 95X. We'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you.
A listener texted a question about filing for divorce. We were together 13 years, married 9. He left in December, left me with the 4 kids. He's been taking care of us financially up until last week when he said no more and threatened to have my vehicle repossessed. What am I entitled to? I have the house, all our bills, and our new vehicle. Infidelity on his part was a factor in the divorce.
Do you have a final divorce? It sounds like you are. It
sounds like they're in the process.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have a lawyer, and you need to make sure you have a lawyer that's representing you, and he's the one who should be telling you what your rights are. And if he stopped paying you voluntarily, this sounds like it's not. You need to get a lawyer, and if you need a name of some of lawyers that do this, you can send me an email, joe@stanleylawoffices.com, because you're in a situation where you have to be protected, and that is very complicated. What you are entitled to can't be summarized here.
Very good. Another question. Actually, this is a good question. Joe, is it legal to bury a dog in the backyard? And what if you believe it was a victim of abuse?
Well, if you think it was a victim of abuse, you need to report it. I mean, that's one of those reportable things. If somebody committed animal abuse that resulted in death, you need to report it, because those are the things that the police agencies need to know about. If somebody's doing that, that could lead to more serious issues. And whether you can do it or not, people do it all the time. I don't know the answer to this. I think you can. I don't think there's any prohibition.
We've buried many a cat in the backyard.
I don't think
it's your property.
I don't think there's any prohibition.
Well, I know. I know. Like there are, like Long Island, it's not legal to bury your pets. A pet over 5 pounds.
They have their own laws there.
Something like that.
I know. If you have a dead cow, you couldn't take it out and bury it. I don't think that anybody's going to say or do anything, even if there might be something on the books. I'll look, actually. It's an interesting question.
It is a good question.
I think you
just
can.
Just make sure you bury it deep enough so nothing digs it up.
Right.
Well, that's awful.
Right. Well, that's something that just you should do anyways.
Joe Stanley is here. The segment being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Listen, don't go it alone. Contact Joe. He can help you out. Joe, one more time. How can people reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. Please tag it. And when 800-608-3333.
I'm expecting an awesome story next week, how you shot hoops at the state fair and won yourself a big stuffed animal.
All right. I'll bring it. If I win, I'll bring it in and put it on the counter.
Yes.
Put it on the counter.
Oh, my gosh. Excellent. You have to win a big one.
All right.
We'll see you next week, buddy. Right, have a good rest of the week.
Have a good week. Don't work too hard out there.
Us?